And what would you mean when you said a person was kind of queer? You know what that meant?
Yeah, I know what it meant, all right, but, well, we had some few kind of peculiar people. In other words, we had a neighbor, and he's talking about kind of queer. He was a good neighbor, but he was very peculiar and stingy. He's a farmer and a very poor farmer. And he had a little place joining us, and he's too stingy spending money on the crop. So when he gained his cotton, he would put it, he'd make two or three bales of cotton, and he'd bring it home and put it in on the front porch. And he lived up on a high hill. Well, us boys, when we'd be hunting, we'd come around by his house. So one night, he came by, and down in the bottom, well, it was a big gully. Well, we decided we'd push the wagon down the hill. We wasn't thinking about the gully. And that wagon got started to bump, 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 and landed over in that gully and tore it up. And boy, we run. We put out the lights, and I mean, we hauled it. My daddy never did find out. If he'd found out what happened, he'd have whipped us. I mean, we had some friends with us. But then later, have you ever heard of tic-tacking? Tic-tacking niggas?
Uh-uh.
Take a long cord, you know, and tie it to a nail or something.
Oh, in the house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he had a peculiar nigger, too. So we went over there one night and tic-tacking his nigger. And it was cold. And so, you know, you take rosin. But I bought the cord up at the store, close the neighborhood store, that day, went to the mill. So I bought the cord, a long, big ball of cord. And Dick, my brother, and another fellow, we slipped over that night. And he had a little dog. Nevertheless, I slipped up there at the house. And I said to Bill Howard with batting, you know, to stop the crack. Well, I had it, took a nail and tied the cord to it and slid the nail in between that batten and the wall. And it was kind of give a little bit. Well, we backed way back off to the barn. And I began to work. And so we heard him say, Ida, his wife's name Ida. He said, let me in here. And that nail would give. I mean, the rod would kind of catch sometimes, the nail would give and hit the house. Bep, you could hit the house. So Rex, he said, Ida, I know damn well it is something here. He said, where the gun? To get me the shell. And so they had a long pine torch to the light, and he said, it's something here, let's find it. So you see that light shining all over the house, you know, look to see what's going on.
They used to do that a lot, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and so they couldn't find it. We was way back down there. He said, well, now, Ida, I don't know nothing else to do but to pray. So he prayed and prayed and didn't stop. And he said, now, Ida, it ain't stopping, so you pray. There's something going on here. You pray. So she prayed, and I felt sorry for him. Instead of slipping up there and taking the cord off, I just gave it a pull and went on home. Well, Mr. Gus, he had a son about my age. And he was cute too, but he's a big lawyer now over in Houston. I mean, Beaumont, yeah. But then, yeah, Gus the
Texas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he left there. He was smart as a whip, but he was peculiar. Well, there's a bunch of them. He had one son living in the old house right now. But anyway, that's kind of, he got out and he said, I've done it. No, I don't know nothing about it. He knew I was in it. And said, well, we don't know nothing about it. And he went on up there to that store and asked some niggas and things around there, did they see me up there Saturday? And he asked him. And he flew around there and found out I bought the car up there. Well, then he knew it was me. Well, then it rocked on. And so we made up to put a front of me, to slip up there one night and get that cotton started down the hill and it rolled to the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, the old head, they found out, you better not do that. But he was peculiar now, and close too, Mr. Gus. But he was a good neighbor, but he was very peculiar. And
yeah.
In other words, he had a good mule. So he got out some pickets down in the edge of the field. Do you know what a picket is?
Yeah.